Why are some more altruistic than others? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kristen Brethel-Howeritz, postdoctoral researcher at the University of Pennsylvania, digs into the brain to find the answer.
Each year, about 200 healthy Americans choose to have one of their kidneys removed from their body. The surgery is painful, daily life is disrupted during recovery, and there may be significant costs associated with the procedure. But to these individuals, the costs are worthwhile, since their kidney will be donated to someone who would have died without a transplant. The donation of a kidney to a stranger is altruistic for a few important reasons. It's costly, it benefits another person, and it is unlikely to be caused by selfish reasons like expecting something in return or seeking a reputation boost, especially since the donor may remain anonymous, and giving up a kidney is a very socially non-normative thing to do. For these same reasons, altruism is a puzzle to psychologists, biologists, and philosophers alike. But in research I've conducted with my colleagues, with altruistic kidney donors as an example, we found that altruism towards strangers may be due to the same processes that allow all of us to care for those who are close to us. In a series of neuroimaging studies, we found that altruistic kidney donors seem to be particularly sensitive to the distress of others. Compared to healthy adults who have not donated a kidney, altruistic donors show more activity in a region of the brain called the amygdala when viewing fearful facial expressions. Also, their amygdala is larger and shows stronger connections with an area of the brainstem called the periaqueductal gray. These two brain structures are known to be part of a neural network important for the care of vulnerable offspring across mammalian species, ranging from mice to monkeys to humans. Together, this evidence suggests that altruism towards strangers may be an extension of our brain's capacity to care for our kin.
That was Kristen Brethel-Howeritz of the University of Pennsylvania. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.